to the Be Ninjas podcast, where you get an all-access pass to see what happens behind the closed doors of a fast-growing global bookkeeping and financial reporting business.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Be Ninjas podcast. Today I'm doing another solo episode, and this episode was actually sparked by a listener of the podcast, Kate, who asked what books I would recommend. And this podcast is dedicated to looking at the resources, so not only books, but podcasts and blogs that I've read over the last 4 years that have really shaped the way that I think about business and helped me to learn and grow. And I think it's interesting when you read a book at a certain stage in your career or business journey, I think that you take away different things from it when you go back and reread it in a year or in 2 years' time. And that probably relates to absorbing information that is relevant for you at the time. And so some of these books I actually go back and reread every year as a reminder about to change my thinking or my thought patterns, but also because I'm at a different stage of business, and so there'll be different takeaways within that book. So first up, the book that had the most influence on me and made me realise that there was a different way of running a business was Tim Ferriss's The 4-Hour Workweek, and I think that's been an influence for many people. And the first business that I ran was a tennis coaching business back when I was at university, and that was, it's not a typical bricks and mortar business, but it required me to be in a physical location on court delivering tennis lessons. And it was only after reading Tim Ferriss's book that I realized that it was actually possible to build a remote business and a team and achieve my goal, which was to run a business where I could be working from anywhere in the world and also have control over my schedule. I'll dive into the rest of the books a little later in this episode. First up, I wanted to talk about podcasts. I picked out five, so I'm a huge podcast fan, and I have quite a few saved in, I use the app called Pocket Cast, and I've got probably got about 20 in there that are saved there, 20 different podcasts with episodes saved, ready to go, so I can listen even if I don't have phone reception. And there's a regular five that I listen to, and then depending on what I'm interested in, feeling like, or wanting to learn more about, then I'll listen to one of the other episodes. First up is the Tropical MBA, and that's been a huge influence on me. The guys over at Tropical MBA, Dan and Ian, have had their own successful business journey where they grew and exited an e-commerce business. But the reason that I like listening to that podcast is because their values and the lifestyle that they're trying to achieve really resonates with me, where they were able to travel while running their business and create a business that mostly ran without. I don't think it's really possible to have a high-growth business that's fully running without you, but they definitely were able to get themselves out of the day-to-day and have managers in place so that they could focus on strategy. Startups for the Rest of Us with Rob and Mike, that's mainly targeted at people who are developing software, but I actually really like a lot of their business principles, getting to market fast, and they actually talk about a lot of things that aren't necessarily just related to building a software business. So I listen to them every week. Built to Sell, this is actually, I came across the podcast because I was listening, because I had read the book. And then it was only a long time later that I realized there was a podcast. And this podcast brings on guests who have sold their business, and they're quite transparent about the sales process. And for me, this is a really interesting one. I'm not planning to sell Be Ninjas anytime soon, but I think it's always important to have the end goal in mind. And so to know about how these deals get done, what impacts the valuation, what are the pitfalls, it might take 5 years to prepare a business for sale. And it's good to be aware of that now in making decisions today. Jocko's podcast. Jocko is the author of Extreme Ownership and an ex-Navy SEAL. And I really like his mindset and philosophy around leadership. So I'm not a regular listener of his podcast, but I do listen in from time to time. And lastly, Amy Porterfield, who is an online marketer. She used to do, was involved in digital marketing for Tony Robbins and now has her own very successful brand and podcast. And the way that she explains things, I find really clear and easy to follow. And she talks a lot about different digital marketing strategies, creating courses, social media, funnels, that kind of stuff. I've picked out a couple of blogs. I enjoy Brian Cassell's blog, which is about productized services. And for obvious reasons, that really ties in with the Big Ninja's business model. Russ Perry from Design Pickle, I've watched his progress from the beginning when he created his own 7-day startup and just how far he's come and his attitude to the way he runs business and his life. I'm on his email list and quite enjoy his emails too. And then lastly, in the blogs category, I also read quite a bit of Brent Dunn over at W Freelancing. And he's got a number of different topics that where he shares his expertise, and part of it is around automation, automation of marketing, but also around building a consulting business, selling consulting services. I like his work around road mapping sessions as a lead-in product to sell consulting services. Okay, let's get into the books. And I've actually put these in order because at different stages of business, you're going to need different things. First up, the very first book I've selected is The 7-Day Startup by Dan Norris. And this book is really relevant if you're starting a business because it helps you to launch quickly. And Dan's philosophy is you don't learn until you launch. So don't waste a whole lot of time on a business plan and doing market research. Get to market as quickly as you can. And he thinks you can do it within 7 days. To then see what customers are willing to pay for, get feedback from customers, and then learn and adapt. And his philosophy is based around Lean Startup by Eric Ries, which is more tailored towards, so Eric Ries' book is more tailored towards software. And as an example from that book, if you were to go out and create Uber Eats, instead of spending the first 3 months coding the app, you might just have the back end, you might be doing the back end manually. So you might actually be receiving phone calls, typing in a spreadsheet, calling the restaurant, going out and delivering it and doing it that way. And that would be your minimum viable product where you're testing, are people willing to pay for this before you actually go and build the app? And in an earlier, one of the very first podcast episodes, I talked about how Bean Ninjas was built using the 7-day startup methodology where we created our business in 7 days, created our website, and found our first customer. So you're welcome to go back and listen to that episode. This book is important not only for starting a business, but your philosophy of running a business and launching new products. And we're working on some new products at the moment, and I'm pushing people in the team to follow this method of how can we get this to market faster? What is the minimum viable product or version of this so we can get it to market and learn? The next book is Built to Sell, and I mentioned that in the podcast section. And you may think it's strange that I'm jumping from a book about launching a business to a book about selling a business. But as I mentioned earlier, I think it's important to have the end game in mind. And you might not be building a business to sell, but the reality is at some point you're going to exit your business. And whether that's through a planned exit where you've optimized the value, and you receive a great sale price and you have a really nice smooth transition on to something else, or whether it's forced upon you, at some point you are going to exit your business. And to me, it's important to learn about these things and keep that in mind when you're making decisions. A couple of key points from Build to Sell. According to the author, the number one mistake entrepreneurs make is to build a business that relies too heavily on them. And the problem that this creates is that buyers aren't confident that the company can stand on its own, even if it's a profitable business. So to make the business or to increase the value, you need to create systems and look at the products and services that you're offering so that the buyer perceives that it can run without you, and that is considered a more valuable business. Next, I'm jumping to more business philosophy. Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And if you've launched a business with 7-day startup, I don't think you're going to be really clear on your why. You may be, but you may not, because the business is very new. You're probably learning and evolving and really figuring out who your customers are, what problem you're solving, what your marketing channels are, and gradually building a team. So the premise of why is that the ability to inspire others around you starts with why. So many organizations can clearly explain what they do and they can explain how they do it, but they don't necessarily articulate why. And to inspire your team, a goal, like my personal goal in starting Beanages at the beginning, was to create a 7-figure business and work less than 20 hours a week. That's not very inspiring for a team. And that was quite a selfish goal. And I'm still working towards that, but that's not really going to inspire anyone. And so when we went back to think about our why, we workshopped this when we were looking at our vision, mission, and values, we identified that freedom was our why. And we're helping our clients to create financial freedom. We're creating freedom in the lives of our team. And freedom is something that's really important to me in terms of control over my schedule, control over where I live, and the ability to make those kind of choices and the freedom to take the business in the direction that me and the team want to take it. A couple of other leadership resources. And again, some of these relate to the podcasts that I mentioned earlier, Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. The summary or the premise of his book is that on any team in any organization, all responsibility for success and failure rests with the leader. The leader must own everything in his or her world, and there's no one else to blame. So the leader must acknowledge mistakes and admit failures and take ownership of them and then develop a plan to win. And in his book, there's a great example. He's got a lot of, throughout the book, he'll give a war example and then tie that back to a leadership lesson. And one of the first examples talks about a battle situation where they almost were firing on their own team, really, which is the worst kind of situation to be in if you were to lose someone who's actually fighting on the same side